Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Bob and Millie Youngquist about Opera Iowa's visit to Washington and their performance of Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you so much for talking with me this morning. You are here to talk about a really exciting opportunity coming to the Washington area from the Des Moines Metro Opera, if you want to just jump right in.
Sure. Well, Des Moines Metro Opera is lauded by the Chicago Tribune as one of the most enterprising summer opera fests in the nation. Anyway, Opera Iowa, which is what is coming to Washington, is an outreach arm from the Des Moines Metro Opera. And it's an educational touring wing of that opera company. And they reach out to many, many towns across our state. I think this year they're doing something like 60 performances in various towns around Iowa. The people that are in this particular production that's coming to Washington really auditioned in about 5 centers around the United States. About 1,000 people auditioned to be part of this, and 5 were chosen. So this is a really high caliber group.
And the day they are coming, they'll be here all day on Tuesday, April 25th.
Yes.
And they arrive in the morning and...
Well, they open with a master class for the high school choir, where the high school choral students, they hope that we'll select about 6 to 8 students to perform for them. And then they do positive critiques of those students and give them lots of suggestions for improvement. And any time that's left over in their hour and a half with the students, they would fill in with performing for them, duets and so forth. So this is a great experience for kids to get professional training right here in their classroom from people that are really out in the field doing performances. Then in the afternoon, we have everything dedicated to the elementary students in Washington. They're doing an afternoon opera for all the students, but preceding it really with some select students coming from elementary schools to have 2 different clinics about opera. One is called Let's Make an Opera, and it goes into exploring musical forms and composition of an opera, and there's a whole criteria that comes with that. Then there's one called Singers and Vocal Styles, which is different from what they hear every day on TV. And so this is going to be very educational for them. And let's see, and then as the afternoon goes on, the major opera that they're bringing for the elementary students will take place. And we're having 488 elementary students being shipped over to the high school for this performance. They're doing something called Sid, the Serpent Who Wanted to Sing. It's a story of a serpent in the circus who longs for more than just slithering in and out of his basket. He wants to sing. And his efforts to find a singing style suitable to a snake are hilarious. And this wonderful little opera has become our most requested opera for children, so says the Des Moines Metro Opera. As the afternoon ends, we then are making preparations for the evening performance of Beauty and the Beast. Here's a little synopsis of what Beauty and the Beast is about in his version, which I think is quite nice. It's a twist on the classic fairy tale with the world premiere tour of Beauty and the Beast. The characters of Belle's world are obsessed with how they are perceived by the world around them. The prince was the worst example of this until the spirit of the rose cursed him so that his body would reflect his soul and everyone would see him for the beast he truly was. With the help of Belle, the spirit of the rose, and the magic mirror, the beast will try to change his heart and break the curse. So it's interesting. There's a nice moral lesson for the people that attend, and that's Beauty and the Beast, which is going to be in the evening for parents and children. This is all coming to the school system free of charge, thanks to...
Well, it's part of the Washington Performing Arts Series. So, I mean, it's not totally free of charge, but it is... You'd pay much more for this large of a group coming. And they are also funded by many organizations such as the Iowa Council for the Arts and many different state and national foundations. So that helps them to be able to bring this to schools and communities at a greatly reduced price. Tickets are for sale now. You can get them on our website.
For the evening performance.
For the evening, yes. Yes, where the other performances, the kids do not have to pay. Mm-hmm. But the evening performance, you can get the tickets at our website, which is washingtonauditorium.org. And they're $20 for adults, $10 for college students, and K through 12 students are free.
There you can't no beat charge. That.
We made that move this year, and it's bringing in more young people and families, for which that's what we intended. So just remember that the students are free.
Very good. Well, that's going to be a very fun and exciting day.
Oh, it really
And I'm
is.
Sure the students mm-hmm. so looking forward to it.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know what's going to be happening on April 25th at the Washington Area Performing Arts Center.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
That was Bob and Millie Youngquist joining on today's Housie and House Washington page to talk about Opera Iowa's visit to Washington for their performance of Beauty and the Beast. Housie and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.